We are at the bottom of Chaf Dalar and Mabez, the Mishnah. Sagvi Mishnah Maisesh Shabo Shnayim V'Amru Re'inu Shachris B'Mizrach V'Arviz B'Mar. There was a story. Two of them came and they said, we saw, Rashi says, and Rashi says in the first pshat, that we saw Shachris, the Levana Hayishana, we saw the old moon on the eastern side of the horizon. V'Arviz Mariv. And in the evening, we saw it on the western side. Rashi says, the Chadasha. So, we saw the old moon in the east, and we saw the new moon in the west. Rabbi Yechamin Nuri, Edei Shekrahim. Rabbi Yechamin Nuri said, they are Shakranim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Kaimala, Neshim Barba, Shoyi Mechsis Sira. We have said several times that for 24 hours, the moon is concealed. And therefore, it's impossible that within such a short span of time, they could be made about the old and the new alike. Rashi quotes this pshat, B'shem Rabbeisov. Rashi has a kash on it. There are other Rishonim which do go like it. And there is, it's mashmin in Yerushalmi also like this pshat. But Rashi says a different pshat a few lines down. V'nirali the ala chadosha heidu. Both testimonies are referring to the chadosha. What does it mean? The Eidei Sheker to Kamar Rabbi Yechamin Nuri lefi she'ena mimaheres loritz biyud beishes shebiyoyim itich hamizrach otich hamarav. It doesn't make sense that you would see it at different parts of the sky from in such a short time within 12 hours. And Rashi says, and this is going to make sense because the Gemara is going to say, v'azeh ka'arim pa'amim sheba b'derech harucha v'she'alava, at times the perceived path of the moon is it delays, it takes a long time, sometimes it's quick. But if it's referring to the pshat of the Rabbeisav of Rashi, then it's difficult to understand the Shaka Vataya which the Gemara is going to present. We'll see. That was case number one. Once again, the Edom said that they saw Shachris v'Mizrach v'Arvis v'Ma'ariv Amar Rabbi Yechamin Nuri Eidei Shekrahim. Kishubo l'Yavne Kiblon Rabbi Gamliel. And when they came to Yavne, Rabbi Gamliel was Mekabel the Eidus. That was Maisa number one. V'Oid Bo Shnayim v'Amru Re'inu Bizmanei. They said we saw the Levana Bizmanei on the 30th. As we've seen many times, Bizmanei is B'Yom Shleishim. Ubelel Iburai, but the following night, as in the night of the 31st, Loinira. The following night, it was not seen. Meaning, if you look at Rashi over here, Ubelel Shreshim, or our guess was Iburai, Shahayim Mitzap, and Bezdin Va'am, Shatei Megula, meaning everyone assumed and hoped and was expecting to see it because Edom already came in to say that they saw it last night. And it was not seen. So the Kiblon, Rabban Gamliel. And nevertheless, Rabban Gamliel was Makabal the Edus, that they said they saw it on the 30th. It's very interesting. The Rishash says, I mean, let's think about the way the Mishnah has presented it. Aden came in on day 30 saying that they saw the new moon. Everyone was expecting to see it the following night. You know, one would expect to see it the following night. They didn't see it. And nevertheless, Rabbi Gamliel was Makabal Eidus. Says the Rishash, that it's mashma that when we say that Rabbi Gamliel was Makabal the Eidus, he was Makabal the Eidus that when they said they saw it on day 30, and therefore the previous month was Chasar, and it's Rosh Chodesh. And says the Rishash, perhaps here is a source to the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Tezvav, that the Rambam says it's possible to be Mekadesh the Chodesh Limafreya, even a few days afterwards. If Edom come in, it's possible to be Mekadesh Limafreya, because here the Mashmos is they came in on day 30, testified about something which they saw, then the next night they didn't see it. And nevertheless, only where was Mekabal the Eidus, and it works Lamafreya. So that might be a source to the Shita of the Rambam. Rashi disagrees with that, but that is the Shita of the Rambam. So nevertheless, Rabbi Gamliel was mekabel the edus, and Amar of Deis to Ben Urkinas, Eidei Sheker Hein. We think these Eidim are Shakranim, the liars. Heich me'idim ala isha sheyalda. How is it possible that Adam could come and say a woman gave birth if the following day we see that she's fully pregnant? I mean, they're saying that they saw the Levana, the beginnings of the Levana, and then the next night, when it should be even bigger, we don't see it. It just doesn't make sense. Now, what do you mean it doesn't make sense? Maybe the first night it was a clear sky, and the second night there was clouds in the sky. Simple explanation. Maybe that would very easily explain why it was possible to see the first night and you couldn't see it the second night. So the fact that the Adam said, we saw the Levana last night, so everyone is anxiously anticipating and hoping to see the Levana, maybe it was cloudy. So okay, you have to say, from the fact that Rabbi Yisrael ben Hurkanah said that they're Adi Sheker, that it was a clear night, it must have been a clear night. And therefore, we for sure would have seen the Levana, because it's a clear night, and we didn't see it, it must be that they're Shakranim. And somehow we're going to have to say in Rabbi Gamliel that he was Choshesh, that maybe it wasn't as clear as they thought, or maybe we don't have to worry about these types of things. We can accept the Eidus at face value, and we don't have to kind of Cheshben based on the following night, you know, as to whether the Eidus was legitimate or not legitimate. That's something which needs a little bit of work. Now, Amar Loi Rabbi Yeshua, Royani es Devarecha. Rabbi Yeshua said, I agree with you, Rabbi Deisa. So, in other words, we have a case where Rabbi Gamliel was Mekabel the Eidus. He was Mekayimed the previous month, Chaser, and declared at Rosh Chodesh on day 30. Rabbi Deisa ben Hurkanah said, they are Shakranim. And Rabbi Yeshua says, I agree with you, Rabbi Deisa. And I'm not going to accept these Edim, and I'm not going to accept that it's Rosh Chodesh when Rabbi Gamliel said what he said. So Shalach Loi Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent to Rabbi Yeshua, Vizrani Olecha, Shatovi Etzli, B'makmecha, U'b'maisecha, B'yemekipoim Shechali Yis B'cheshbeincha. I am ordering you, Rabbi Yeshua, that you should come to me carrying a makel, because there's an Isser, Tilti, you can't carry on Yom Kippur, and you need to carry money also on what is Yom Kippur Shechalies Becheshbencha. And this is what he imposed upon Rabbi Yeshua. Mefarshim asked, the Rishonim already asked, why didn't he impose this on Rabbi Deisa ben Hurkanah, was the first one who disagreed with him. Again, what happened? Adam came along and they said, we saw the Levana on the night, on the 30th night, and the following night they would expect to see the Levana in the sky. They didn't see it. Rabbi Deisa ben Hurkanah says they're Eidei Sheker Hein, and Rabbi Yeshua says, I agree with you, I'm not going to accept this, and Rabbi Gamliel accepted the Eidus. Said Rabbi Gamliel to Yeshua, I'm going to run you, Rabbi Yeshua, that you need to come. So says Rabbi Avraham Nahar, he says the reason why he didn't make this gzeira on Rabbi Deisa ben Hurkanah is because he was a zakein muflag ad ma'oid, and he overlapped the Nevi'im Achreinim, as is Mavur in the Gemara in Yevamos, that he had a Masera from them, and therefore, out of covet, out of respect, the zakein muflag, he chose not to impose this gezeira on him. The Aruch HaNer says, Moral Derech HaPshat, he says that Rabbi Deisa ben Hurkanah just said they're Eidei Sheker, but he wasn't actually mevatel the kiddush of Rabbi Gamliel, whereas Rabbi Yeshua was actually mevatel the kiddush of Rabbi Gamliel and said, no, absolutely not, I don't accept, there's no way they are Eidei Sheker, and I'm not going to go for it. So on that he said, okay, I'm hereby decreeing and imposing on you that you need to do so. Now, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, I should say, Halach umutzayu Rabbi Akiva meitzar. The Gemara is going to discuss, it seems slightly ambiguous, but Lamais, the Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi Akiva went and he found Rabbi Yeshua was upset. And he found that Rabbi Yeshua was upset. Why was he upset? We'll just mention a lashon of the Iyun Yaakov, which might be important soon. Umatzayr of Agida made Zard, Seer Atzmi of Yeshua Beman of Shach. Im Yasset Sivir Rabbi Gamliel, if he goes on Yom Kippur, Yechal al Yom Kippur al Cheshbonai. It's going to come out that he's Mechal al his Yom Kippur, Yeshua's Yom Kippur. Sheshav Ye al Napshe Chatich Adi Sura. He already said, for me, this is Yom Kippur. Vim lo ye yishma yavra al tzivu yu gzeres hanasi. Shroish le yamres piv. You're not allowed to go against them. They love tishmo and one has to listen. And that's a lashon which is mentioned in reference to a Navi. Val zeh nechemur Bekiva. So now let's continue. Bekiva was Menachem him. And he said, Amar le yeish li lil maid shakol mash asa rabin gamliya osui. That which he did is acceptable. Shenemar Elamai Hashem Mikrei Kodesh Shetikru Oisam Shetikru Atem, meaning Bein Bizmanon Bein Shalei Bizmanon Ein Li Mayades Ela Elo. May these are the Mayades which they've established, and therefore we have we can accept what they said. Now, therefore, it's considered to be that the Kvias of Rami Gamliel stands. It's considered to be a good Kvias. Now, Paul aids the Rabdez the Ben Arkinos, Amarlay, Imboyin Anu Lodin Achabez Dinishal Raming Amliel, meaning once you're going to start to be Mefakbek and be Maharer after the Psak of the Bezdin of Raming Amliel, Tsrichim Anu Lodin Achakol Bezdinu Bezdin Shahamad Mimes Meshav Adashav. So maybe we need to start to be Mefakbek after all of the Psakim of all the Bati Dinim. Why didn't they mention the names of the Zakenim? They should have done so to be Mechabedem. So this was yet another piece of Nechama which was given to Rabbi Yeshua. That he should go and he should be a mekabel the psak of Rabbi Gamliel. As we know from the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara says that there were several times that Rabbi Gamliel was mitzar of Yeshua. This chronologically took place before before some of the other ones, and eventually Rabbi Gamliel was demoted. Al kopanim, what happened? Notal maklay uma'isav biyadoy. The nice diak of the Aruch Lener. Rabbi Gamliel was not mitzvah of Yeshua to take the money biyadei. Taking it in his hand is already a higher level. Meaning he could sling it behind him if it's a tefillah min hatzad. But it says an amazing thing that he took it biyadei. The halach li'aneitz along Gamliel biyam shechal yom kippur liyez becheshbonai. Amud Rabbi Gamliel the nashkal reishi. He kissed him. Amar lei boyu b'shalom Rabbi v'talmidi. Come in peace, my Rebbe and my Talmud. Meaning, Rebbe b'chachma, you're my Rebbe in chachma, b'talmidi, shekibalta es devarai. You're my Talmud insofar as you're mekabel my words. It's very interesting. On Amud Beis, we're going to see, the Gemara is going to quote this with a little bit more b'hachava, and it's going to say that the lashon of the Braisa on Amud Beis is, you are my Rebbe Shelimadtani Terah Barabim. You taught me Terah Barabim. The Yavit says, Leimatzino, where do we find that Yeshua was Malamed running a little Terah Barabim? So I just thought to say maybe, again, a little bit Aldeach Drush, but Rashi says, Vishem Chazal, that Chachma is Masha Adam Mekabel Mi Rabbi, is called Chachma. So maybe. Maybe that's what the Gemara is subtly alluding to. He says, you are my Rebbe in Chachma. Meaning you taught me a Tosefes Knech in Chachma. Chachma is Masha Adam Mikabel Mi Rabbi. I was Mitzava you just to bring the Ma'is. You could have had it slung behind your back. And you were Mikabel and Machnia yourself to me much further that you're actually bringing it in your hand. So you taught me Torah, and that's the pshat, you're teaching me Torah, Barabim, in the Musag of a Talmud who is being Mekabel Mi Rabbi Chachma. That is something we don't have to be Nivchak and say we don't find this. It's Kufa referring to this Maisa when he saw that he was bringing him the money in hand. That is what it means that you're melamed Torah to me. That we don't know. And now what's interesting, there's an interesting ha'ara, and the Mefarshim asks like this. There's the Ramban in Shrashim. It's a famous Ramban. It comes up in the beginning of the Sechas Harius. The Ramban over here is speaking about the concept of mitzvah lishmer devrei chachamim. Now we know the pasuk says al piyater she'erucha, and it says leisasim adavah she'yagidu l'chayam and a smile, and so on. And the Ramban says like this. Just read a couple of paragraphs. He says like this: Kiatera nitna lano al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu bechsavu begaluy. There's not going to be unanimity when it comes to all dinim. We have to listen to them, whatever they say, the way they understand it. Famous lashon, ki al mashmo al hamashmos shalahem. Who mitzave v'nesim lano hatera? Torah was nitna al daitin shel chachamim, the way they understand it. That is what it is. V'zehu masha amru. This quotes the Ramban the Sifri. Afilu oimrim lecha al smoil shu yamin v'al yamin shu smoil shekach hi hamitzvah lano. The adayin hatera yisale shleyemer bala machlekes heich atir laatzmi zeh. I can't matter this to myself. I know they're making a mistake. Hashem is being mitzav. It's like the Ramban who ki inyan shenog Rabbi Yeshua im Rabban Gamliel b'yem Kippurim shechal yis b'cheshbeinah k'mishuuske b'mesechus Rosh Hashanah. Brings the Ramban a raya from our sugya. Asks the Maratzchias, what's the raya from our sugya? Our sugya is different. Our sugya, we have a different makar. We have the exerts the cost of atom. Eilim ayde Hashem ashetikru oisam, ashetikru atom afilu shegigim mutoyim meizidim or some other gears anusim. So it's a totally different story. Why is this a raya to other cases? So asks the Maratzchias. But I was thinking maybe the pshat and the Ramban is like we already just mentioned in the Ilan Yaakov. The Ilan Yaakov says that Rabbi Yeshua was upset. He was mitzar atzmei b'manav shach. He miyaset tzivir and gemil yechal yom kippurim shach eshbeinei sheshav ya'al nafshi chaticha di'isura. Ah, that's a different story. Meaning it's one thing if we learn out from asher tikru oisam, asher tikru atem. There's a din, you have to look, zeris akas, even if they make a mistake, you have to listen to them. But once I've already been shav ya'al nafshi chaticha di'isura, so that now there's a new issur which I need to contend with. I mean, shavinav shechidich issur. Where do you see necessarily in Atan tells me if they make a mistake, then there is legitimacy to their psak. Okay, but there's another yordeh dekadin of shavinav shechidich issur, which says I'm not allowed to be over my issur, and that's very gishmak. What the Ramban says, shelo yemer balamachleik is. How can I matter this to myself? This is a shavya nafshi. So now we need to come on to this new din that you're allowed to listen to them, and if they say this is mutter, then it becomes mutter and so on. That and you add can what is necessary for our sugya. Just to mention one other piece of the Ramban over here, it's very important to know. I'm sure we mentioned this before. The Gemara says in Harius, the beginning of the Masechta, that you can have a Talmid, which is Yeshiv of a rabbi, and he's a Gila Hira, and he hears the Bez Din HaGadol Paskin on Chalev Shalach Kloyos, that it's mutter to eat. So off he goes, and he thinks, Mitzvah Lishma Devei Chachamim, Afilo Yemin Shu Smol, Smol Shu Yemin, he goes and he eats it, but he thinks that it's Aser. But, Lamaisa, they said. So says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, that he has to bring a carbon chatas. Why? Because he's toya in the mitzvah lishma divrei chachamim. So, frak the Rashash, what do you mean he's toya? I feel yamin shu smol, well, smol shu yamin. You need to listen to the chachamim. Says the Rashash, take a look at the Ramban in Shrashim. The Ramban goes on to say, v'yesh b'zeh t'nai. This is a t'nai. One is not allowed to take one seichel and chuck it out the window. That is not pshat in the mitzvah lishma divrei chachamim. So the Ramban, the Yishuv is a tnayis bainin by a mesakel bereishin shavahiris. Take a look over there. Ba'ayin yafa. Shem ha'ya bezmana sanhedrin chacham v'roila ha'ira v'ahiru bezdin agadol bedaver echad lehetzer. V'hu savor shetova ha'irasan. He thinks they made a mistake. Ein alav mitzvah lishma divrei chachamim. V'ein a rashoy lahat la'atzmi hadaver ha'asur loy. Aval yinaig chaymer la'atzmi. The kol shekein im haya michlal asenhedrin yeshem and bebezin agadol v'yeshalav lovei lifneihem v'leimer tanaisav lahem. You need to go and have it out with them and say, I understand that the bezin agadol matted in chaylev shalakloyes. I thought the pasuk says you're not allowed to eat that. You know how is the Sanhedrin learning pshat in the pasuk? You need to go lehem sheyisu v'yitnu imay and so on. Meaning first you have to go and have it out with them, and then if push comes to shove and they're insistent on their psak, then we start to say, we mention this in a mitzvah shmei divrei chachamim, but stam, if you think they made him a toast, and you say, look, was alachton, they're the bezdin agadol, mehem tate satera, I have to listen to them, that's not pshat. You know, there's no din, there's no din to be makabel their psak blindly. You first have to go and have it out with them. Fine. Okay, that is the Mishnah. It says the Gemara Tanya, Amar Lehem, Rabban Gamliel Lechachamim, Kach Mekublani Mebeis Avi Abba, Pa'amim Sheba Barucha, Pa'amim Sheba Bektara. Meaning, how did Rabban Gamliel justify in the first case of the Mishnah that, again, we'll go with the second shot of Rashi, that they're coming to say they were made on the new month, the new moon, and they said, Shachris, it was in the Mizrach, Arvis, it was in the Ma'ariv, and Rabbi Yechim Indri said, it's not Mestaber, it can't be, it wouldn't go so quickly. So said Rabbi Gamliel, I have Mesera from Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, Pa'avim Shabbat Baruch, Pa'avim Shabbat Bektara. It is possible, depending on the seasons, as we saw in previous Sugyas, right, the orbit and the trajectory of the Levana, it changes, it's different, and so on. What's pshat in the Mesorah of the house of Rebbe? And some say because Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud, he was Makabal from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and this ultimately came from Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, he wanted to give cover to the house of Rebbe. And what's pshat in this Mesorah and this din of Rabbi Gamliel? The Chsiv Osi Reach Lamiadim Shemesh Yoda Mevayoy. Meaning, we darshan, and that Shemesh, who the Yoda Muvayi, by the Shemesh, by the orbit and the path of the sun, that is what's known. Ein kol chadosh tachas haShemesh. And Abba Yareach, lo Yoda Muvayi. When it comes to Yareach, it's not so clear. Sometimes it can come Barucha, sometimes it can come Bektara, and we don't necessarily know. Fine. Redchia, Chazya, Lesira, the Havikoi, Betzafra, the Esrim, Betisha. Rav Chia, on the 29th of the month, he saw the moon in the morning. What did he do? Shakal kala, pasak bay, or some of the years, shodabay. He took a piece of dirt, regev, he took a chunk of dirt, and he threw it at the moon. He threw it in the direction of the moon. What did he say? Amar, la'urta ba'inin l'kadushibach. You know, tonight, v'naf machan kiddush ha'chodesh. We need to see the moon on the after 29, so that we can declare tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, because otherwise there's going to be problems with Yom Kippur and Shabbos day one after the other, and this might be the type of situation like we saw in previous sugyas of Ma'aymin al ha'edim, that they're allowed to intimidate the edim and say be meyed even though you didn't see it. So he said, "La urta bein lekadushi bach the at kaimis hacha," and you're still around. Get lost, right? Zil ichsi. He told the Levana to go away, because Rashi says, "At kaimis hacha." If you look directly across the Rashi, the imtei niris arvis. If the same Levana Yeshana is going to be niris, shuv la yikatchus achedish lemacha kedamar laal per kama. Or minachodesh, it's got to be from the new moon. Shem niris hayeshana la'archav tes. If you see a hemshich of the old levana, you continue to see it. Ein mekachin machres achodesh.
So, you know, you're making trouble for us. So, Avli Rebbe Lebchia, Rebbe, who also kind of wanted to make sure that there'd be Mekadosh, the Chodesh, and make the previous month chaser, he told Lebchia, Zil le'ein tav. Go to a place called Ein Tav, v'kadshe le'yarcha, and be Mekadosh it from there. Now let's just see Rashi in this first. Rashi says, Zil le'ein tav v'kadshe, if meaning in the place where Rebbe and Reb Chia were, they saw the Levana. So some say he's saying go to Ein Tov because there they didn't see the Levana, and if you're Mekadosh there, it won't look so bad. We didn't see the Levana last night, therefore we're able to be Mekadosh it. But here, it's going to look like a chucha v'tlula. It's going to look very strange. If here we saw the old moon, and in the same night, we're going to say that we saw the new one, and be Mekadosh the next day. As she said,
the problem with the 24 hours of conjunction, where the moon is not visible anywhere.
Well, so that's what he's saying, but the problem is exactly that. If you go to Ein Tov, where the moon was not visible, they can say, there was 24 hours, we didn't see the moon, therefore we're able to be Mekadosh it. It was possible that it wasn't seen for 24 hours, and then after day 29, the following night, 3 a.m., they happen to see it. Maybe it's not been 24 hours in Ein Tov, they haven't seen it. That would be okay. But here, in the place we are, that's exactly the point. It will not have been within 20. It will be within 24 hours. And therefore, it's a problem. Says Rashi, "Mayri pirish gazru gzeira b'mkaymai shayikadshu asachaydesh." That's another reason why they did it. So therefore, go to Ein Tov. Rashi Tezus says, "Sham hayu kvuyim." Lakadish is a chodesh. He brings a raya. At the end of Tesis says, "Yerushalmi kishim shataken v'yavne kach taken v'ein tov." Mashma shahayisham bezin kavua doing with the yavne. Al kabanim, he said, "Go over there and be mekadeshit." Number one, v'shalach li simana, and you should send a simon to me and say, "David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayom." The simon should be David Melech Yisrael zakrashi nimshal kalavana. So David is nimshal to the Levana, and that was the siman which was used. So a couple of points on this. The Maratzchis says, he says, "V'nirali divizeh ba'lanu b'nusach kiddush ayireach shenegimanu leimar David Melch Yisrael chay v'kayim siman toiv u'mazel toiv." Hainu asimenu al zriches yareach, ki malchus beis David nidma li yareach. It's compared to the yareach, and so on. And he also says, like, you know, he says that was also pshat. He goes like the second pshat in Rashi, ki baharbi hayu sakonis ibnei gzeres amalchus, v'gam zeich lamalchus beis David, shabam Yehuda, v'ibritzach shidavke b'Yehuda, and so on. But this is the reason why we mentioned this in Kiddush Levana, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The Farshim also say, because just like the Levana does not have its own light, it's less claiming Garbe Klum, it has nothing of its own, and just reflects the light, so too that is what Malchus Yisrael is supposed to do. The Melech Yisrael is just supposed to be a vehicle that through him, the Malchus Adirikia is able to be reflected in this world. And being that David HaMelech was the Anochi Telas V'Le'ish, he was the one who had nothing of himself. So when we're Mekadosh the Levana, which speaks about how the Levana has nothing of its own, and it's just reflecting the light, we mention David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Say again? For sure, Klal Yisrael in a general sense, we are also, that's why we are Mina according to the Levana, because that's very much who Klal Yisrael are. We have that, so that's why we have this trait of Anova. Chazal say, Chazal, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Meshavech Klal Yisrael because of the Hisbatlus, which we have, that we realize we have nothing of our own. Just the Gishmak at Gematria, in the Sefer Shara Ephraim, he quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac HaKayin Karatz, who says that the Teva is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, which is Begematria 819, I checked it out, is exactly the Gematria Rosh Chodesh, 819. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom is the Gematria Rosh Chodesh. Fine. Tan Rabbanan. Yeah.
And so why would everyone so worried to make the Tzitzit? Have to make the Tzitzit? Why can't I do the
No. So the reason why they had to be Mekadesh, they had to make it Chassid, because otherwise there would have been a Yom Kippur Samach L'Shabbos scenario. So they had to do it. But as we said in the previous figure, you can only be Ma'ayim and Sa'edim under certain circumstances. If they saw the old moon and it hasn't been 24 hours, you're not able to do that. Okay. Terabon Apam Achas Niskashru Shamayim Ba'ovim. We knew this, there were clouds in the sky, the nearest the Mus Levana the Esrim the Tishul Chodesh, and they saw what appeared to be the Dumus Levana on the 29th of the month. Kesfur Ma'am Leimer Rosh Chodesh Shabik Shabez Den Lekachi Amen 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 Gamaliel Kach Mekubayim Beis Avi Abba Ein Chidusha Shal Levana Pchusa Mi Esrim V'Tisha Yeim Umechza. And this is the source where they all bring it from. It's got to be a minimum of 29 and a half days. The Shnei Shlishi Shah and 40 minutes, the Ayin Gimel Chalakim and 73 Chalakim, and therefore it's too early for it to be Rosh Chodesh. But Isa Hayayim Mesa Imeshel Ben Zaza, that day the mother of Ben Zaza died. The Hespida Rami Gamliel Hespid Gadol, he gave a great Hespid. Not shat that she deserved this Hespid, she wasn't such an Isha Chashuva. Meaning you're not allowed to be maspid on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore he gave a longer hespid so everyone would realize this is not, you know, Dvarim Shalmeis, which is sometimes mutter, but this is, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, and that's why it was mutter to do. Now we said Halach Rabbi Kiva, and we said he saw him, he found him, he boiled over me Meitzar, who was upset. Rabbi Kiva Meitzah or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzah? Was Rabbi Kiva upset before Rabbi Yeshua? Was Rabbi Yeshua upset? Toshma, the Daniel, Halak Rabbi Kiva, Umat Sayyid Rabbi Yeshua, Kishahu Meitzah. Rabbi Yeshua was upset. Amrloi Rabbi Mibine Ma Ata Meitzah. Amrloi Akiva, Roi Loi Shiyipol Meitzah Yudbeis Chodesh. Meaning it would be better, it would be more befitting for this person, meaning for me, Rabbi Yeshua, to lie down in bed for 12 months. V'al yigzar alav or alai gzeirizu. So he was very upset. Amalei Rebbe tasheni leimer lefanecha davar echad shlemad tanya. Please allow me to say something which you taught me. Amalei emar. Amalei harei u'aymer atem gimu ba'amim atem afilu sheyim atem afilu mezidim. Atam afilu mutayin, and as we mentioned, the Rambam's Gears, he doesn't have the word mezidim, he has the word anusim, but the Mefarshim say it's really hainu hach. Akopanim said Rabbi Yeshua, said Rabbi Gears Rabbi Yeshua, you taught us this din of atam shaygigim mezidim mutayin, so there's nothing to worry about. Balash nezeh, amar lei akiv nechamtani nechamtani, you are menachemi, meaning some of the Mashal says, Lashon Kafel, you are menachemi, that I'm not doing something wrong. Menachem that the Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Gamliel is not doing something wrong with his hanaga. Kind of difficult to understand why is it that Rabbi Yeshua didn't remember that. I mean, is it what he forgot? He forgot what he taught Rabbi Kiva. Atem 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 afilu shegi mezidim anusim amezidim. Not sure. Bolei itzal of days of inorganized and Rabban lama leinis paushu shmeisim shalzkenim halalu. So why Taka did they not? He said, why did they not mention the names of these as the Kenim? Shleyem Adam Pleni Kameish V'Aaron Pleni Kenadav Aviu Pleni Ke'eldav Meidad. Ah, is this person as great as these people? So that's one reason why they shouldn't be Mezalzal.
Wait,
Nadav
Aviu is something wrong, right?
No, that was a different story, but they were still Anashim Chashuv. They were. I'm sorry? Yeah, it means that the Chashivas of them, number one. And the Oyman, the Pasuk also says, Vayemer Shmuel El Ha'am, Hashem Asher Asta Es Moshe Ves Aaron. It's one Pasuk, it mentions Moshe and Aaron. Vayemer Vayishlach Hashem Es Yeruval Ves Bedan Ves Yiftach Ves Shmuel. So it mentions four others. It mentions Shmuel and three Shaftim. The Gemara says Yerubal Zegidoin. He fought against the Baal. Bedan is a Shimshin, Bedan to Asimi Dan. He came from Shevet Dan. And Yiftach is Kamashmo. Vaimer Moshe Va'aron Bechayanov Ushmoel Bekerishmoi. Meaning Shakla Kasev Shleisha Kali Oilam Keshleisha Chamuri Oilam. Meaning we're mentioning Gideon, Yiftach, and Shimshin, and somehow we're kind of comparing and equating them to Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. Now it's interesting. It seems an interesting or not such a mechubadik way of referring to Yiftach, Gideon, and Shimshin, Kali Olam. So some say it's just Kali Olam vis-a-vis Moshe and Aaron. You know, the Umas Moshe and Aaron. It says the Al Sheikh they were Kali Olam. But the Yefei Mara in his Pirish in Yerushalmi says an interesting thing. He says they're called Kali Olam because all three of them made a toast. We find about all three of them that made that they were Toa. He says Toa Gidein Biziknuse Va'asa Eifaid Min Hashalol Shalakhu Min Hamidyanim. Shimshon made a toast that he was Halach Acher Einov, and Yiftach made a toast that he wasn't Matan Eder, right? And that Maisa with his daughter, so they're called Kali Olam. Nevertheless, we find that Chakla Kasa Shleisha Kali Olam Kishleisha Chamori Olam Lemnachai Yuraval Bedera Kamesha Bedera Bedan Bedera Kaharim Bedera Yiftach Bedera Kishmul Bedera. And as the Mepharshim point out, the Marik and the Tshuva points out, it says it just means Legabe being Mekabel their Psak. It means to be Mekabel their Psak. They have the same halachic authority as the previous ones. Doesn't necessarily mean that they were as great. So even the Kal Shebekalim is like the Avir Shebavir. Shah says over here, like this. He says, Yiftach hu akal shebekalim. Dele nimtze b'shim nevua. Kamei b'gidein or b'shimshin. Shnesmanim in ha-shamayim b'nevua. But Yiftach, we don't find anything. So he's called kal shebekalim. When it's man upon us, Allah tzibur, harayu kabir shebarim. No. V'oymeh u bosar ha-kehanem ha-leviyem ha-lashayf ha-tashayyeh v'yamim ha-heim. V'chisala al-daitch ha-shadim ha-ilach ha-itzal ha-dayan sh'olay ha-yu v'yamov. What's the pshat in the bosik? Meaning, whoever is the shevet in your tkufa, he is the one that min hashamayim they empowered and they gave him this position, and he has a certain siyata d'shmaya. You shouldn't say, I'm looking back at the old days when people were much greater. You shouldn't say that. Rashi says, "Al teimer mehayayam shayam rishum hayutayvim meela kilei mechach mashalta al zeh avishaderes hayutayvim mitzadikim and achreinim lefikach hayayam rishenim tayvim meela shiyaf sheshiu achreinim krishenim." Every dar, the level of the Gedalia Israel is commensurate with the dar, and it is what it is, and you need to accept what Hashem has sent you to be your manik and so on. So he said, "Not makle uma isav biyadai." That are one kaven shara isay amad mikisei meshake al reishay amalei shamalei rabbi v'tamidi rabbi shlemad tani tera barabim tamidi shani geiz alech gzeir va'at mekayma ketamid. You're mekayim the gzeir like a talmid. Ashri hador shahagdolim nishmayim lektanim. How great, how fortunate is a generation that the Gedolim listen l'ktanim, to those who are beneath them. Kal v'chomer ketanim l'gedolim. Says the Gemara, kal v'chomer, what is a kal v'chomer? Chiyuvahu. Obviously the ketanim have to. It's not just an ashrei, it's mamish me'ikradin that the ketanim have to listen. It's not just an ashrei. L'mitoich sh'ha gedolim nishmoyim l'ktanim. If they see a great person is willing to humble himself to listen to someone who is perhaps not as great as him in Chachma, all the more so will the Ketanim be Nesa Kal V'Chema Ba'atzmam to listen to those who are greater than them in Chachma. Adrin Lach in Einon Makirin. Now, it's very strange. We have over here a very strange thing. We have a Mishnah, first Mishnah of the Perek, and it's going to speak about, again, Kiddush HaChodesh, and so on. Speaking about Kiddush HaChodesh, if you look on Chavav and Aleph, the next Mishnah, Kol HaShefer is Ksherim, it starts speaking about Shefer, Chavav, Shefer Shalosh Hashanah, right? Mishnah Chav Zayin, Shefer. We have finished now. We've got one more Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh, and then Shefer. Says the Tiferes Yisrael over here in Yachin at the beginning of the parak, Arma Mavarsh Harabinit the Arati Lahavin Lama Sakina Harifa Pasta La Mishnah Zaysmi Bez Prakamakaidman. What a seemingly strange structure. Why was this next sugya not included in the end of the previous parak? And then you'll begin the third parak with Kol HaShefers. Parak Kol HaShefers. It could have been such a parak in Shas. We have a parak, you know, Ruh Bezdin. Why did they do this? Harbin it's the ideal of and Lama Sakina Harifa Paskal Mishnah Zeis, Ibiz Pakma Kedmin Shemadarbim Kulam, the Kiddush HaChodesh Kemishnah Zu. Uma Shayachus Lemishnah Zu, Lachabra, Ibiz Pakma Boyim, Shemadarbim Kulon, Midine Shefer. So asks the Tiferes Yisrael, as do others before him. And he says, Okifi Hanira Lefiani is Daiti Hainataimo. He suggests the following. Alpi Mashakos of Rashi, the Bizman Kiddush HaChodesh, Kol Mishachashecha, Chavtes Elo, Nogu Bay Kiddush, Chodesh, Tachin Lamacha Kalayim, meaning after 29 days. So they thought, you know, who knows, maybe it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So, Misafik, they always have to be Noyeg Kedusha. The Shema Yavayu Eidim Adayin, maybe Eidim will come on day 30, and they will declare today still Rosh Hashanah. Imkein Asu Kiddush, Vispalu Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, V'taku B'Shefar. So that morning, they were Tekeah already, meaning, maybe the Eidim will come, maybe they won't come so late, and they'll still come on the day, and therefore they'll declare Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we'll have to be Tekeah. So this is kind of like the Mishnah, which kind of joins and merges the two prakim, the Inyan of Shefar, with the Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh, Lachi Samach, Hana Mishnah Zuwait, the prakim HaBoyim, the Mayri, Rosh Hashanah, the Sagadai, the Chamina, the Ilu, Ra'u, Bezdin, Vachul, Rosh Hashanah, Kevin Shkwar Nogu, Bekadushas Rosh Hashanah. You might have thought, once they already were Noyig, the Kedush of Rosh Hashanah, Ifarsimul Amil Setfei, V'loy Labrua, the Olam has been Noyig Rosh Hashanah, we've davened, we've Tkias, and Malchus, Zichronis, and Shaferis, and everything. So you might have thought, that we're not going to have a Chodesh Mali now, but Ashman Nisugya, that we will. That's the pshat of the Tiferes Yisrael. Let's see. Okay, Ra'u Bezdin and the Chol Yisrael. So the first case is where the Bezdin see the Levana, they see the new moon, Chol Yisrael see the new moon. We're going to see the Gemara have to read the next phrase, Nechkaru Ha'edim. And they're in the middle of doing the Drishot and Chakiris, interrogating the Edim. But what's the case? V'lo yispiku lo'imar makudosh ad shechashecha arizu me'uber. So this is going to be a chiddush. Hagam, the Bezdin saw, and Yisrael saw, or they were already in the beginning of being Derish and Chayka, the Edim, and you might have thought being that took place on day 30, even if they didn't have a chance to articulate the word Mekudesh, you might have said it's just a Hemshech. No, Harei Zeh Me'ubra. Harei Zeh Me'ubra, we say. Next case, Ru'u Bezdin Bo'vad.
Did they actually
pass
in the
night? No. They didn't. Correct. In other words, they're interrogating the were the witnesses during the day, and they didn't have a chance to articulate the word Mekudesh ad shechashecha. Too late?
That's okay.
I'm sorry?
That's That is all right.
No, it's not right, because, but, you know, in other words, you can only declare Rosh Chodesh during the day, and being that they didn't, they were not maspik, they didn't finish off their psak until it already got dark, it's too late, therefore we say the month is Mali, it's Ma'uber, and you cannot declare the previous month Chasa.
So can you see the, allowed to see the new month?
I'm sorry?
Can you see it, but not declare it?
Sure, that's usually what happens. You see it at night, and then they would come to be made the next day. That's what happens,
yeah.
Next case, Ru'u Bezdin Volvat. The next case is, we've got many Dayanim who see the Chiddush HaLevana. Yamdu Shnayim V'yayidu Bifneim. So a couple of the Dayanim who happen to see the Levana, they will now go and they'll be made the next day in front of the Bezdin. V'yayimru Mekodesh Mekodesh. And finally, Ru'u Shleisha, Behin Bezdin. Let's say only three Dayanim were there. There's three of them, they're a Bezdin. And all three Dayanim saw. So what do you do over here? Yamdu Hashnayim. So you will take two of them. Yamdu Shnayim. V'yeshivu Mihavreim Eitzel HaYachid. They will replace themselves. They were Dayanim. They will replace themselves by giving two of their friends sit with the other dying who's sitting there now, b'yechidus, and those two v'yeidu b'fneihem b'yeidu makodesh makodesh she'en a yachid ne'eman al yedei atzmei, because a yachid is not able to paskin kiddush chodesh himself. It's interesting, lashon is not ne'eman, right? It's not within his power to paskin kiddush chodesh by himself. Good. It says the Gemara like this: Lamali lemisna ra'u bezdin v'chol Yisrael. Rashi says Lamali lemisna kol Yisrael, hare ra'u bezdin. No. Meaning bezdin saw it. Surely that should be sufficient. So bezdin saw, kol Yisrael saw. Lamali lemisna ra'u bezdin v'chol Yisrael. It's true. So I'll get that. I mean, a hoyol v'ra'u bezdin v'chol Yisrael ifarsim Allah. Being that not only Bezdin saw, but also Yisrael saw, so Ifarsimullah, the matter has become conspicuous, it's become well known, it's become public. And therefore I might say, you're not able to make the month Mali, because Gans Klal Yisrael saw the Nile of Honor, and therefore how can you say the month is going to be Mali? But we, last night, after 29 days, the following night, they saw it. Kamash Malan, that you need Bezdin to declare it. Being that they didn't declare it yet, it's not going to be Makudish.
But you need it aided. The fact that Kodesh HaSar is coming to Bezdin as aided. Right? When you say Kodesh HaSar, are you saying they all came running to Bezdin?
No, they didn't all come running to Bezdin, but because it was near Ba'alil, like we saw before. It was a clear sky, and everyone saw the Levana last night. It was crystal clear. You might have thought that the fact that lo yispiku leimer mekudesh ad shechasheicha, no. But how can we possibly make this mole when we all saw it? When that we say kamash malan, because they didn't declare it yet, it's not going to be chasid. The cave in the tonalei ru bezdin v'chol Yisrael, so nech karu ha'edim lomali. What's that phrase doing? The Gemara originally thought that it was all part of the same case. Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Inami. It's a new case. There's one case, Ru'u Bezdin V'chol Yisrael, and they speak alayim ha'mekudesh ad shechasheicha, is the ma'uber that the chiddush is, even though everyone saw it. That's one case. Inami, nechkru ha'edim, v'lo yispiku alayim ha'mekudesh ad shechasheicha, ha'reiz the ma'uber. It's nevertheless considered to be a ma'uber. I mean, even though they didn't have a, they started the interrogation process, but because they didn't have an opportunity to say makudish, hare ze ma'uber. Now, the kevin de tana ad shechasheicha, hare ze ma'uber, lamali, the misnaya, chakir ze m'klau. If you look at Rashi says, lamali le misnaya lechakira klau, kevin de ashmeinen, Dechi Re'u Bezdin V'chol Yisrael Afilo Hachi Ma'abrin Le Kol Shekein Nechkru Ha'etim Madachib, the Dayanim, and all of Klal Yisrael saw, and still we make it Malay, Kol Shekein, just what the mere fact that it was Nechkru HaEdim, that's not going to be enough of a reason. Why would you think otherwise? Lovely, the Misnah Chakiras HaEdim Klal. It's Chsagadai Techamina to have a Chakiras HaEdim Kitchilas Din. Makudish Makudish Kegemar Din. Meaning the din took place during the day. Because, what does it mean the din took place during the day? Because they started to be choker the edim. They started to ask the questions. So it was done during the day. And maybe the words makudish, makudish is really just like a gemar din of sorts. And if so, v'likdishe belelya, maybe they have yad ini mominus, the snad ini mominus done in b'yayim v'gimrim b'layla, hanami mekadshin belelya, gamash malon. We don't say that. We don't say that. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Sagadei dechamina, heicha de'ike chakiris edim b'yoim, su loyin avrua. In such a case, we're not going to be ma'abrit, ala yigmru adavru b'layla v'yikachu b'yoim shleishim le'inyim tikkun ha'moyedos. We have a very real reason to be misak in the moyedos, and you started the case during the day, said the Gemara, v'ayma achanami taka, maybe we should say that. When is it considered to be a chok? It is the gemar din. The kakari lay rachmana mishpat ba mishpat b'yoyim afachanami b'yoyim. We're saying that in the pasuk which speaks about the kiddush of the levana. This is Kichok Yisrael who mishpat l'keyakov, which is the pasuk of Tikkun b'chodesh Shevet b'kasliyem chageinu, which speaks about Ezu Chag Shachodesh Niskasa by Avim Rosh Hashanah, to the beginning of the month, and it says about that Kichok Yisrael who mishpat l'keyakov, and we say that when, what stage is it considered to be a chayk? At the end, when they declare it to be Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's not like Dini Mamnas. Dini Mamnas, we don't have such a pasuk. As long as you're maskil during the day, you can issue the psak din at night. But here we have a gzeras hakasa, we have a pasuk which says, Kichayk Yisrael hu, mishpat l'lekei Yaakov, it's a chayk, it becomes a chayk, it becomes a kvius with their psak, which very much is what we've been saying the whole time, because everything is dependent on the, when Bezdin articulate and when they say it, and it says about it, it's a mishpat, it's got the dinim and the restriction and the limitations of mishpat, ma mishpat by bayoim, so too, the psak din also has to be done by yoim. Now, we say, Rubezdin, Yam Dushnai Ve'idu Bivneim. So here we have many dayanim who saw. Two of the dayanim who saw will get up and they will be made. So Yam Dushnai Ve'idu Bivneim. Frag Vigma Vamayim. Meaning it's such a strange thing. Imagine this, 15 Dayanim also. So a couple of Dayanim will go and they'll be made to the others. I mean, how can the Shmiya, the Kabbalist Eidus, which the Dayanim are hearing, be any greater than what they saw with their own eyes? And she says, V'amai yamdu shnayim v'yaidu halira'u kulan. Yigdishu b'riyasim, let them be mekadeshit through their re'iyah. Well, it seems a silly thing to have Edim tell someone when they saw it with their own eyes. Talayte yishmiya sheshemin pi Edim gedele mi re'iyah, tagabi Edis hachedesh leksiv Edis ela kazer re'ei the kadesh. So Rashi adds in that it doesn't actually say that there's a requirement of Edis. It says kazer re'ei the kadesh, abi that you saw it, you can be mekadeshit. So surely that should be sufficient. And Rav Zeir, no, kegayin shiru belayla. The case is that they saw it at night. What does that mean? Says Rashi, shiru belayla yokech lamachar ilav shmiya al ma yiktashu. So meaning they saw it at night, and seeing it at night, they're not able to be mekadeshit at night. And so they saw it at a time when they were unfit to make this declaration. Taisa says, "Kigin shuru b'layla the ein yechurin lekadesh al pi reiya b'layla din kein haiser reiya b'layla makim kabbalas edus ve'in kabbalas edus elav yoyim So being that they saw it at a time when they couldn't make this declaration, that's the reason why. You're right. Shmir is not gedola than Re'iyah be'etzem, but because technically it was all done at night, that's the reason why it's necessary for them to come the following day. We said Ru'u Shleisha ve'in bezdin yamdu shnayim ve'yeshivu mechavreim eitzel hayachid. So two of the dayanim who saw will be the eidim, and then two new people will come. Same question. Maybe they'll say the same thing. They all saw it at night, and therefore we have the same issue. Well, if so, hainohach. So then, why the necessity of this whole bava? There it is. Sefer Itzrichalei. The ein hayachid neman al yedei atzmai. Then you cannot have one dayan who can be mekabel the yedis and paskin. I might have thought it's got similar dinim to dinim mominus that you're allowed to have a yachid mumcha. Maybe yachid mumcha is enough. To come to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ad deika aron b'hadoch. Tichsev yem Hashem al meisha v'la'am eretz Yisrael leimar. Hachaydesh hazeh lechem zok teisves. Ad deika aron b'hadoch ve'ein bezdin shakel. V'siv v'nalein oid echad. So meaning, Meisha was a yachid mumcha. Hashem says you need aron to be there also, which is a second, and you can never have an even numbered bezdin. Therefore, you need to have three. Therefore, that teaches us that you need to have at least three dayanim. Okay, we'll call it here.